This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing with Ken some of the things we've kind of put on the back burner, Ken, but we haven't had time to talk about it because we've been so wrapped up talking about COVID-19 and the implications of these various studies and what people should be taking and that sort of thing. So let's see if we can get to some of that here. This half hour is devoted to Ken and his research and information, and then Jack will join us in the second half hour with some more of his input that has not to do with the COVID. So let's get to, well, I guess we're going to have to do some of it because there is a study out this week that requires an examination of people having sex during these times. What do we know about having sex during, you know, this is supposed to be distancing. Does that include your spouse, your husband, your wife?
Exactly. Virtual sex. Is that where we're headed?
Virtual sex, yeah.
Okay, so this is a real publication in the medical journal Fertility and Sterility this week. And the good news is that the virus in people who were diagnosed with COVID-19, the virus then was not found immediately or going forward for a month in their semen or in their testes for the guys. So the conclusion of this study is that COVID-19 does not spread through sex, through sexual intercourse.
All right. So don't worry. Don't sweat the small. But you know what? It's interesting. A lot of people don't get that because there's so much misinformation and ignorance around. And I say that not lovingly because I think this is proving, the COVID thing is proving just how ignorant we are.
But obviously, if you're acutely ill and you you cough all over your partner, he or she is going to get it.
Yeah, right. No, what we're talking about here is whether it's practical or not, the distancing and the masks and all of that other stuff. One of the things, actually, is ancillary to this. I do want to spend a moment or two on the COVID mask scenario because, actually, Jack pointed out this week that the eyes are very susceptible, and yet we don't cover our eyes. If we are being true to the letter of the law or the information that we've been given, we should be wearing goggles as well as masks, right?
The frontline caretakers are. You see them.
Are they?
Yeah. Look at them carefully. You'll see they're wearing headgear.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like the people that put the hazmat suits on.
They're wearing headgear.
All right. So we've been kind of had in that department as well. I'm beginning. This whole thing is a pretty damnable outrage.
Well, the logic that is being given for us to wear the mask is not to protect ourselves. It's for us to protect others. Exactly.
But if you want to protect yourself from others, you ought to be wearing goggles. Stuff goes into your eyes more easily than does your nose, your mouth.
What the NIH and the CDC would tell you would be a social distance, and then you'll be okay. But we don't have enough right now head eye protectors to give everybody, and they're being reserved for those who are on the front line taking care of the patients, and that's the reality of it.
Right. Yep. Okay. The next item here is a study of children who are being locked down in China because of COVID. Is that what the assumption is, that they're trying to protect the children from getting COVID and therefore they're kind of locked up on quarantine?
Exactly. You know, we count the death rate from this virus, but I think when we look back on all this, it's not only going to be the death, it's not only a matter of life, it's going to be our lifestyle, our livelihood, our mental state, so many other aspects that we need to thread that needle and make sure all of them are optimized. And in this study, Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, this week, JAMA Pediatrics, that 20% of children on lockdown in China, they're suffering depression or anxiety. So we need to realize that it's not only we're talking life and death, we're talking about all the other things that can be affected by this virus.
Pretty amazing. pretty amazing. All right. The food supply, I've been talking about how we are supporting this week the effort by a lot of radio stations, a lot of people in the country to help the food banks. There are 200 of them around the country that are supported by Feeding America. If you'd like to donate, there's a response fund, COVID response fund, and you can donate whatever, however much or little you'd like. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and see the button on the top of the page. Click on that and pledge whatever it is, $1, $2, whatever you feel comfortable doing to help. Every $1 feeds 10 people, if you can believe that, because of the resources they have and how they collect the food. So support Feeding America by helping everybody out. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com, click on the button, and help yourself to helping others. All right, now, the resources that we have in our country for food seem to be in trouble. Meats are in trouble, pork, lamb, you name it. There are real problems because they've closed these plants down that are owned by the Chinese, by the way, that are loaded with coronavirus. So now we've turned to processed meats. And now there's a study that says let's not head in that direction, right?
Neurology, April 22nd, 2020. We learned that eating too many processed meats, starches, can increase the risk of dementia. And, you know, that's why we've been talking for so long about how important it is you want to do things yourself to lower the risk of getting dementia. That's why I like the Mediterranean diet.
All right. So too much processed meat, bad stuff. This isn't really new. It just makes sense. Right? You didn't know. Maybe we didn't know the starches.
It's confirmation of what we intuitively thought.
Right. Okay. That's a good way of putting it. All right. Next up, the number of people who are young who are at risk for COVID. We've been thinking that if you are younger, if you're young teenagers, 20, 30, 40 years old, you're going to have a strong immune system. That's not the case for everybody, though, I guess, right?
Well, as we're discovering with the antibody testing, which tells us if you've ever had COVID, there are many people who have had it and have had zero symptoms, and especially the younger people this is true for. So, although younger people, they're at lower risk of getting it, of getting the serious type, they still can transmit the virus. And that's why the grandchildren come over to grandma and grandpa, they feel fine, but they can actually kill grandma and grandpa with a hug. And that's why we still need to be cautious and realize this is out of JAMA Pediatrics, what's going on with the kids. And we also learn, unfortunately, that we're seeing, fortunately, it's rare, but we're seeing strokes in young people who have had COVID-19. So it is not just ignoring our young people, but it is affecting them, but they are getting it in a less intense way.
Yeah. All right. So we're continuing with lots of research done by Ken. One of the hallmarks of Good Day Health when he's on is getting to the bottom of a lot of these studies. And we have neglected many of them. So we're trying to get caught up a little bit here in this half hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word aimed at mom for Mother's Day, which is only a couple of weekends away. I at first wondered out loud whether it was smart for me to suggest to children or to spouses that you tell your mother or your spouse that she may be a little heavy and she ought to lose some weight. Well, apparently, with my research, I found out that most people think that's a very good message. If you love your mother and you want to help her out, especially with all the eating we've been doing, the numbers of people that are linked to this disease, this COVID thing, who are obese, it's like 78% of everybody who's dying is obese. They don't want your mother to become a statistic. You don't want to become a statistic. So in the interest of helping your mom out, I'm going to suggest that you go to toploss.com, which is the home of the explanation as to how Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, works. The best in the world is stimulant-free, drug-free. They've come up with a formula that works, so take advantage of it right now. Toploss.com, the code is DJV. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and click the Feeding America Donate button. Their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at GoodDayHealthShow.com and click the Feeding America Donate button.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Back to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. The number of Americans that have high cholesterol, this is something, I suppose we'd consider this good news, especially for a cardiologist like you. A lot of people with high cholesterol have been, that's the number one problem with heart disease, isn't it? Or one of them, anyway.
Well, it is a big issue. And, you know, you need to know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And fortunately, with the great treatments that we have, that's helping the cholesterol go down. On the other end, people with obesity, that makes the cholesterol go up.
All right. So the thing is to watch your cholesterol. How many people do you think actually get a physical every year, get blood work done so they know exactly what's going on in their bodies? Because otherwise, without a blood test, you don't really know. I mean, you can do your ultrasounds, you can do x-rays, you can do MRIs, but when it comes to the blood, that's the real indicator of what's going on in your body, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you need to know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. Repeating those four numbers again, and estimating maybe half of adults, but certainly as a preventive cardiologist, I know them in all my patients. And if you want to stay on planet Earth as long as possible, please know your four numbers.
And then what do you take with you? Are there things if you have high cholesterol? They take natural supplements, you can take some drugs, but you need to deal with it.
It's individualized based on your particular risk, based on what your circulation looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna fish around in the fish pool with some more information from another study as we continue here. Another segment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find our podcast. Matter of fact, the most recent one with Ken, we talk about the home coronavirus test kit. Get that story. Listen to the most recent podcast with Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach him to have the benefits of telemedicine. Boy, we've been talking about that a lot since this COVID thing. Maybe one of the positive things is that you won't have to wait. You won't be stuck waiting. If you need to talk to the doctor, you can do it this way. Ken certainly is embracing that. You can find out how it's done by calling his clinic, Lake Cardiology, at 352-735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400. All right. I promised that we'd talk about it. I said something about fish, the diet that is going to reduce your dementia risk. This is very, very important.
Some hopeful news, things you can do yourself. And this is out of Alzheimer's and Dementia, April 14th this year. So sticking to the Mediterranean diet, Doug, may improve brain health. Adults who adhere to the diet, which emphasizes consumption of plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, herbs, and whole grains, they're 45% less likely to show evidence of cognitive decline on several measures, that's the ability to think and remember, than those who went off the meal plan.
Off the meal plan. That sounds kind of like almost an ad for Weight Watchers or one of those other.
And high consumption of fish and vegetable appear to have the greatest protective effect.
All right. But how about somebody like me who's allergic to, well, I guess I'd ask you to define these grains because I know that the problem that I have is a wheat-based problem. Right, so I can have other grains, but having celiac or whatever it is that I have that upsets my digestive system after I have bread that has wheat in it or any food, I buy a breaded piece of fish and that'll upset me. So is it all grains that I need to stay away from? I know they want to keep dogs away from all the grains, so why not human beings?
Well, you want to eat whole grains of the family that you can tolerate.
Which is, what is it, buckwheat?
No, it's without the...
Without wheat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, okay. Next up here, the impact of celiac, speaking of celiac disease, what does that do? If you have, and this is not good news for me, let's get to the bottom of this research. Celiac disease and whether or not we would worry about, according to what I'm reading here anyway, is whether or not it does mean if you have it, a bad case of it, you'll die sooner than the average bear.
That is what this study, I was hoping you wouldn't see that study in this era, but that is okay. What this study, yes, predicted, and that's why it's important for those who have it to make sure they treat it appropriately. And I think the reason why it can shorten one's life, and that's what this study is showing, is because a lot of people, they're not aware of it or they just don't take it seriously, and it creates inflammatory issues, excess inflammation, and excess inflammation in the body is no good.
Right. Well, it can lead to cancers and things like that, right?
Sorry?
It can lead to cancers and things like that?
Absolutely. Right? Destruction of the body tissue, all of the above.
Right. All right. Final, we have about 40 seconds here. The suicide rate that keeps going up and up and up. This is not a good way for us to end this half hour, but something we have to deal with. It's a statistic anyway, right?
It is going up, and it's just a problem of mental stress, and it's going up, unfortunately, I think, with what's going on with COVID. You just need to make sure that you take your own mental health temperature every day, and just don't be afraid to talk to people. And if you see somebody you're concerned about, ask them if they're thinking about hurting themselves. It doesn't put the idea in their head. It actually gives them an opportunity to talk about it, and you probably will save a life.
All right. Okay. Well, there it is. Lots of more helpful information. We get this sort of thing every week with Dr. Ken. He's here in this half hour of Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, as I say, every week from Ken and Jack at Good Day Health Show.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus has topped 64,000.
The president says a new antiviral has been given the green light by federal regulators.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
He also called on Michigan's Democratic governor to go easier on the stay-at-home orders. Protesters were at the state capitol. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
What bothered me yesterday is they endangered the police, the sergeant at arms, you know, the staff, by not social distancing, yelling in their faces. And I think it loses some of its strength and message.
This is USA Radio News. The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee Subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke about a sexual assault allegation that was made against him.
It never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Former Senate staffer Tara Reid says he assaulted her in the Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s.
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Good Day Health. Continuing along now, the second half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've kind of done things a little differently this week because I thought it was important to have Jack together with Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, to discuss this whole issue from different perspectives, the issue or issues, if you will, around COVID-19 treatment, what the way to look at this stuff. The two of them are stalwarts on our Good Day Health program, have been with me for years. Jack presents one point of view, more or less the naturalistic, if you will, chiropractic point of view, because Jack is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. Ken is a cardiologist who also is a researcher. He has a PhD and an MD, so he looks at things from a scientific research department. Not that they aren't collaborative and not that they aren't things that can be compatible. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but they both agree on what in the bottom line here is a serious situation. How is it being handled? How should it be handled? That's why we put them together in 1 hour of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. So now, the second half hour of this hour, with Jack focusing on what's going on, there are all kinds of templates here. The Forbidden Doctor is the website for Jack, who's a GAPS practitioner, in addition to being a NUCA certified chiropractor. So that enters into it, filters into a lot of the information that you get from Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, putting things into perspective. So you have done that in a way that sort of counters the grim news, the fearful propaganda. This whole thing, in my estimation, has been created out of fear. The Chinese knew how to scare us and the rest of the world. They created this virus. They let it go. It's gone here, there, and everywhere. And so how to treat it, what we have done, we have economic problems, we have health problems, we have psychological problems, but yet there is some good news. And what do you underscore here, Jack, as the good news in podcast 195?
Well, first of all, the way out of all of this, and it's to, you know, essentially to take care of, be able to take care of your own body. You know, your last bastion of freedom on this planet is what does or doesn't happen to your own body. And we try to focus on that, especially from a health sense, as to if, you know, let me say it, simplify it this way. The medical model primarily is, if it's that, take this. Our whole point of view is, if it's that, why is it that? Let's go to the foundational reason as to why it's that. And it all goes back to, almost always, nutrition. What is missing in the nutrition? What needs to be improved in the nutrition? Now, the good news is that Mary was explaining this the other day. She says if you had an evening news program that had all the wonderful good things that had happened on the planet that particular previous 12 hours versus all the bad things that had happened on the planet the previous 12 hours, the bad things would just be a zip compared to how much time would be taken for the good things. And so we talk a lot about that, to focus on that, to look for the good things, to reach for the higher thought, to reach for the happier thought, to not be caught up in fear, because fear is such a blow to our own immune system.
It takes its toll. That's right. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the things that we think are a problem for our physical tend to be, in the minds of people, physical. But that doesn't take into account the spirit-mind-body connection, which creates the mind. You know, we see these things in the mind, says, oh, my God. And then that creates something in the body. I found out this spring that I'd had a mild, an unnoticeable heart attack. Yep. But it happened at a time when I was startled about something, and I don't even remember what it was, and Ken couldn't tell me, put a date on it, but it was sometime this past year. Something happened to me that was so horrific, it sent my heart into a place for a few seconds that created, you know, kind of an episode. And so I think about how much I don't like fear-based thinking, and I try to stay away from it.
Yes.
But something was. But see, the reason I'm telling you my story is because a lot of people, millions of people, are so afraid of this because they don't have the right information. They've got a lot of garbage from a lot of various governmental agencies and people who are supposedly scientists, and it just doesn't ring true. Much of it, if you have any common sense. So from there, I've given you your next lead.
Well, yes.
Go ahead from there.
Obviously, the key to healing, especially in the current atmosphere that's in our country right now, is get some facts that will help to dispel the fear. Get some knowledge that will wash the disinformation away that's in your mind. A lot of us are glued to the TV set. Morning, noon, and night. And all
right.
You know is what these supposed experts are trying to tell you. And you're missing all the other medical people out there that are saying, hey, wait a minute. And they're not being picked up in the news. Because why does the news exist? Because of some great preordained notion that we've got to go on the air to tell the people the truth?
No, wrong.
They're there.
That's not true.
They're there
it's
to
there
keep you
to make
glued.
Money because it's cheap to produce.
Absolutely.
News programming in
Absolutely.
Addition to other programming, which is high in production costs. It costs nothing for the locals or the national networks to produce newscasts. It just doesn't.
And
it's very
so
cheap.
All the other
and
medical
the high rate of advertising return
well, that's
is
it.
Why they want to do it. The CDC supposedly, they went to great lengths this week to add 6 new symptoms to look out for. Well, in fact, these symptoms have been things that we've been talking about not for weeks, but for a couple of months. The chills and the headache and the sore throat. I mean, that's all been part of this dialogue forever. But the CDC headline, and therefore all of these fools and these network newscasts, and the CDC has new breaking information. Bull crap. It's not new information at all.
Yeah, and look at all of the medical experts that are coming out. They're putting videos on YouTube, Instagram, wherever else, saying, hey, we're told that even if we barely suspect that it's COVID. We need to put that down, the cause of death, because the hospitals are paid for COVID deaths. People can see corruption in politics. They can see corruption in the financial world. They can't see corruption in the medical world.
Yep.
And it's still, as you are always saying, you follow the dollar. It's all about money. And when you've got something so precipitous as this going on, a lot of people just throw all their common sense out for fear-based thinking, mm-hmm. and they kind of withdraw emotionally.
And they get angry with you when you present them with a different point of view.
Oh, my God. I have patients coming into the clinic that are wearing masks still. They're still wearing masks because they think that's the thing to do, and they're shocked that I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a glove, and they say, why not? And I said, well, the standard answer I give them is, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Yeah,
we disinfect between each patient. Don't worry about that. The same thing we do when there wasn't this kind of a pandemic going on. The same kind of cleanliness procedures.
The supplement of the week, a product called Catalin. You'll find out why Jack thinks that's important information for you. As we continue along here, here's more important information for those who pay the taxes every year on the 15th of April. Well, you've got a reprieve because you don't have to pay them. Actually, have the money until July 15th. But what happens if you've made a mistake, or the worse yet, the tax company that you hired to do your taxes has made a mistake? That's more often the case than not. According to the folks who last year started Family Tax Service, they'll take your last 3 or 4 years of taxes and they'll check for hidden credits, deductions, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, they're so good at this, they guarantee that the IRS will send you back $5,000 or their services are free. So if you're making $30,000, $40,000, or you did before you got laid off, call 800-262-0318 for Family Tax Service. 800-262-0318. Call that number, get the $5,000, or they don't charge you a nickel. 800-262-0318. This is a way for you to help yourself.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit, so matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Street.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack, always talking appropriately about the podcast that he does with his wife, Mary, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But we also have a podcast ourselves featuring Jack. The most recent Good Day Health at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The coronavirus, as we're pretty much every program, poking holes in some of the things that are being said. The people like Jack are considered quacks. There was a lawsuit that was filed against one of the providers of the the information. Well, American Medical Association tried to kill chiropractic. All of those stories are in this podcast, so check it out, and more facts on the pandemic as well. Most recent Good Day Health show, the podcast with both Jack and Ken, available every week in order at gooddayhealthshow.com. So join the tens of thousands of people every week who are listening to those podcasts to get more information. All right, I promised you'd talk a little bit about Catalin,
yeah,
which is a supplement that comes from the company that you and I both support, Standard Process. So what is Catalin? Why is it good for everybody, especially at this time?
Catalin was formulated by Dr. Royal Lee back in 1929.
Who founded Standard Process.
Yeah, he was a dentist,
yep.
And his mother was dying, and nobody could figure out why. The medication back then was arsenic-based and mercury-based.
Right.
And
killers.
Well, yes, of course. And so he went to he had been a fan.
The only thing they missed in their triumvirate was asbestos. They put all three
that's about it
together. Yeah. And whoop-de-doo.
And then put it in front of X-rays for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But they missed it. He found out what was going on. He put this formula together of vitamins, enzymes, and minerals, all food-based. They all came from food, nothing synthetic in there, in comparison to 99% of what's on the market today is synthetic. And he was able to help her to recover her health and to go on from there. And there was so much demand for this that he moved out of dentistry into a supplement company producing food-based supplements that would address various problems of the body. It's the original formula, and like I said, everything that you need vitamin-wise, enzyme-wise, mineral-wise is in this product. You don't need a whole lot of it. It's just Catalin, Catalyn. And interestingly enough, anytime something today new pops up on the radar, oh, here's a new thing we've discovered about some food thing. If you look in Catalin, it's already there. And why? Because there's a multitude of ingredients, all of which came out of the earth. It pretty well covers most things.
So I think you told me, or Mary told me once, is that Catalin is good to prevent strokes? Or am I thinking of something else?
It's good to prevent what?
Strokes.
Oh, well, yes. It also has the ingredient in there that strengthens the walls of blood vessels.
Okay.
And we know that, you know, the majority of strokes are a clot and an occlusion, but a certain percentage of strokes is simply hemorrhaging because of an aneurysm, a big one or a small one. And a tiny, tiny little aneurysm can be very dangerous. So, yes, it has something in there to help strengthen the arterial walls in the brain as well as the whole body.
All right. So, Catalin, one of the many food supplements that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you find out that you want it or need it, you can use the code Doug when you sign in there. Get 15% off the cost of buying this stuff. And if you haven't taken the symptom survey yet at ForbiddenDoctor.com, certainly avail yourself of that. Costs nothing. You get a nutritional profile. It'll show you some suggestions as to how to get yourself in tip-top shape, which is what you want to be during this whole COVID thing.
Yes.
So all of that stuff is available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's hundreds of them. You can look online there, too, to see some of the other supplements that are there. But get the right information, not disinformation. Find it all out. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is Good Day Health. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and click the Feeding America Donate button. Their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at GoodDayHealthShow.com and click the Feeding America donate button.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Doctor in the house. Of course, there's always a doctor in the house. The DJV show has a daily podcast, a clip of the day, and in it, Jack, the story of a doctor who mistakenly pronounced a woman dead. But guess what? She wasn't dead. Have you ever been in that circumstance where somebody is, maybe not that dire, but it happens, and it happens a lot, actually. A lot of times it doesn't get reported. Do you have any experience, personal experience, as a doctor with someone who was thought to have been dead and wasn't really dead?
Actually, we have a podcast on that.
Oh, you do have a podcast on it. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay.
Yes, at Forbidden. Yeah. We have a podcast on that. I can't think of the title of the podcast right now.
That's all
right. But I think if you... if you search death or dead under podcast listing, it'll come up with it. It's several doctors around the country warning people that when somebody tells you it's time for organ donation. It's time to pull the plug. We're very sorry that your teenage son broke his neck, but the EEG is showing life at all. Be careful.
Yeah, right.
Wait another couple weeks.
Yeah,
even if the EEG is showing a flat line, wait a couple more weeks, and the evidence for what I just said is overwhelming.
Well, isn't that – there's another podcast that we have making fun of me, Doug Pull the Plug Stefan. Because we were talking about what happens, who decides when to pull the plug.
Yeah.
How did, and I said, you know, I'll just pull the plug if it's at the end of the... And the girls on the DJV show said, wait a minute, I don't want you around when it comes to
right.
the time
the girls
for that.
Are right. Their inner sense that was correct.
All right, so here we have the COVID thing continuing to be the number one health story. You have said something on occasion, and I really haven't underscored it, but I want to now, because as more and more people are sort of forced into wearing masks, the number one reason for wearing a mask is not being addressed. So would you like to explain that statement?
Well, the whole idea of protecting oneself in kind of a what is suspected or alleged to be a transmissible environment of viral elements, bacterial, mold, whatever else, is to understand that the covering of the outer surface of the eye, the conjunctiva, is wet, it's moist, it has oxygen, and it is a super breeding ground for viral elements, much more so than the dry entrance of the nose until it gets back further into what's called the nasopharynx. In other words, the white of your eye is much more open to viral elements than just breathing them in. So to wear a mask is to, like, you know, go to a gunfight, but no bullets are in the gun. I mean, you're missing half of what you need.
So how then, though, can you envision a mask that covered the eyes and still allowed you to see?
Yeah, you'd end up
looking
like
a
frog. Well, you'd look like something out of the movie Outbreak. You know, and then what are you going to do about the inner aspects of the ear? And even the skin, for that matter. So that's what, when you see
in,
these...
Yeah, your whole body. Yeah,
yeah.
Why do you think they have the hazmat suits? That's really
precisely.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting
exactly.
So is this theater? Are we back to theater? Wearing a mask, having a mask on, requiring people to have a mask?
How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, it sounds to me like it's theater. It's protective if you're, you know, when it comes out of your nose or it comes out of your mouth. That's the other thing. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting somebody else?
Now, if you're sick enough that you're coughing and sneezing and you got all this slime and gook and snot and everything else coming out of your nose and mouth, you should stay home. But if it's an emergency situation and you got to go out, yeah, wear a mask to protect other people from, you know, your own contagion. But remember this, and I have studied this at several hours a day since January, which is what has gone into my latest podcast. There is not one scientific support for the idea of social distancing. There is nothing in the literature whatsoever that says being 6 feet away from somebody makes any difference in
being
6 feet.
You know, well, think about it this way. If you know that when you sneeze or cough, it goes 19 feet or 29 feet or whatever the hell it
is,
instead of 6 feet. Okay. Food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the interest of quickly reminding you what it is that makes you vulnerable to the virus, one of the things to think about is your weight. You want to lose weight the right way, the safe way, the natural way? Go to toploss.com, find out about Calitrin, and use the code DJV to buy into it. All right? That's toploss.com, code DJV, lose the weight, and keep it off safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.